Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mental mindset to me is being positive, being self-encouraging, giving self-love to myself, and just loving on me in the phase that I am in my life right now.
Hi guys, Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous. And can you believe we're already on season two? I'm so excited. Zeal Aging Redefined will continue to inspire women to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. And those three words actually describe our guest today, Miss Dori Williams. Dori has a great story around transitioning or pivoting to entrepreneurship a little later in life. So we're going to hear all about her story. So welcome, Dori. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here today.
So how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Good. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, no. Thank you. We're grateful that you came today as we kind of think about, again, transitioning or pivoting a little later in life and how it can just be as awesome as if you do something maybe when you're younger. So we're going to talk about a few things today, but I have a question that I always ask every guest.
Okay.
And it's about aging out loud.
Okay.
So tell me what that means to you and how it manifests in your life, aging out loud.
So aging out loud is, to me, being your best self. Okay. It's an inner and it's also an exterior.
Yes.
So when I think of aging out loud, first of all, it's about a positive attitude. And it's also about good mental maintenance. Okay?
Yes.
And how do you feed your soul as you're on this journey in life?
Yes.
And I think I'm on an amazing journey right now in my age.
Yes. And where do you think, or tell me at what point did you feel that way? Like this aging journey is great. Like, when did you feel that?
So I would say that happened probably in my 30s.
Okay.
It was when I felt like I was accomplishing things in life that people are eager to kind of get to. I got there. It's like I bought my first home.
Okay.
I had my children. They were in private school. They were doing big things. We were talking about college. So I was feeling accomplished. Yeah. Like I did my part as a mom. So I think those years, those 30s were like those years for me. And I was excited about getting older and maturing and being my best self with who I was.
Yeah. And I do think you just mentioned like the 30s, you were, you know, accomplishing a lot of things. So you were looking forward.
Absolutely.
To kind of this aging journey, if you will. Whereas I think from a society standpoint, it's almost as if they encourage women not to look forward to the aging journey. And that sometimes as we age, you know, it's almost like we're kind of devalued, in my opinion. And then when men age, it's more of they're powerful, they're distinguished, et cetera. So it's great to know that you actually looked forward to the journey. And that's what Zeal is all about as well, is kind of leaving also not only inviting women like yourself and other women that are 40 plus to kind of age with me, if you will, I always want to leave a roadmap for those in their late 20s or early 30s to say this aging journey is really cool. So it's something that you can look forward to just like you did.
Can I say one thing about that?
Yeah.
I remember when I started graying my hair. And I was in my 30s.
Okay.
And guess what? I was pulling out the Beijing black. Okay.
Beijing black.
It was
Beijing
my best
black.
Friend, you know, and every time I went into the CVS, I was always buying Beijing black because I was trying to color that hair black. But then one day I woke up and I was like, I'm going to embrace this gray.
Yes.
And I have embraced gray hair since my 30s, and I have felt amazing about it. And people to this day walk up to me and say, well, did you dye your hair? Or is it like, it is so natural, girl.
I love it.
It's so natural. And it happened in my 30s.
Wow.
And once I embraced it, I was happy.
And I think that's the word. You embraced it And like I said, it looks gorgeous. And it even started, like you said, it's maybe started a little earlier for you than some. But you said, hey, this is me. And I'm just going to get with it and get going with it.
I got to give that to my dad.
Okay.
His gray hair.
Dad, I know you're listening. So.
Gray hair.
But no, it's gorgeous. And I love what you said. It's like I said, you embraced it. You saw it was coming. You the Beijing black, you kind of pushed to the side and you said, this is me.
And guess what? All the ladies are trying to get gray hair now.
Yeah.
They're dyeing their hair gray. Yeah. And I have the natural.
See?
I'm super excited about it.
This is natural, no dyeing on the gray for her.
Absolutely.
So love it. Love it.
Thank you.
So tell me about if you ever... This is something that I've asked some of the other guests as well is, you know, sometimes I would say for me personally, I was in my probably early 40s when there was a little person on my shoulder here, you know, saying, you know, you're getting older. What's next? Do you still feel sexy? Do you still feel beautiful? And, you know, I had to kind of, like you said, kind of come to terms like, yeah, I'm aging, but let's push this off my shoulder because number one, I feel good, I look good, and I'm grateful.
Right.
So did you ever hear that voice and how did you handle that?
So the voice, yes, we all hear it as we're getting older because the body's changing, mindset is changing. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, I had to brush off that, ooh, girl. You know, you're changing. You got to do something to this. You got to make yourself better. You got to get it back, snatch it back, hold it in, you know. So, yes, I did hear the little voice, but I told that voice, I can do all things who Christ strengthens me.
Yeah. Right?
So what does that look like from my perspective? Mm-hmm. I know I'm aging, but I know that I'm aging beautifully.
Well, yes.
It's about... You talk about getting that sexy back. It's about mental maintenance and also mindset maintenance.
Yeah.
So it's physical maintenance and mindset maintenance.
Yeah. It's kind of a well-rounded kind of thing. You got to kind of approach it with.
So mental mindset to me is being positive, being self-encouraging, giving self-love to myself, and just loving on me in the phase that I am in my life right now, right? Mm-hmm. That physical is, I love to travel. I love to get that vitamin D, that sun.
Yep.
So making sure that I could take those trips that I need for my body.
Exactly.
You know, for my mental as well. It's about doing the things that I need to do for myself to keep me going, to give me that push, to let me know that I'm living my best life and I'm going to be my best life.
Yes.
And I'm going to teach my daughter that as she's starting to age to live her best life as well.
Right.
So it's the mindset, though. And you cannot let society control how you feel or what your journey is when it comes to your aging. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. My mother is in her 70s and she looked like she's in her 30s.
Yeah.
You know, and working out.
So it's genetics kind of, you know, for you guys, too. You got to work to it. You got to work on
my
it.
Mama.
But...
I gave the gray to my dad. I'll give the other thing to my mama. Ma, it's for you. But yeah, you know, it's all about mindset.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that positive mindset, it's going to get you spiraling down.
Yeah.
Up.
So. Yeah. And I think mindset is across the board.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's aging or whether it's a new career or a new relationship, it's all about how you approach and think about things is really what the outcome will be.
Absolutely.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
So as we think about, like you said, as you think about the positivity and the mindset of things, I know that you transitioned or started kind of in this entrepreneurial journey a little later in life. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that and your business.
So first of all, let me say this. In my 20s, I'm going to take you back a little bit.
Okay.
In my 20s, I was always in corporate America in sales. So when you're in sales, you're always trying to figure out how am I going to get to that next thing? Because sales is being hungry, right? So being hungry, there was always something on this side talking to me saying, you know, you can do this by yourself or you can do something.
Right.
So in my 20s and 30s, I went through life saying, I should probably start my own thing. But I didn't know what that thing was.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I tried a lot of things. And those things defined me. They made me who I am today. So I went through fashion. I had a passion for fashion. I opened up a shoe store. Then I went into network marketing because I believe in building, you know, your network. Then I went into the real estate industry. And then I went into transportation. Okay. And then I came back and I said, okay, well, let me regroup. And then I went into business consulting. Because I have a, I also have a passion for nonprofit and helping others, right? So I said, how can I use the, why do I think God put me here on this earth? And I think he put me here to help others and also not profit from it, but also have a financial source of income. So I went to the business consulting arena. I did that in Atlanta. Been in Atlanta 14 years and started business consulting. And that was in my upper 30s, right? So helping individuals and businesses be better financially. Showing them how to build, how to establish their brands has been something that has been very fruitful for me, but also giving back to those who need it and can't afford to pay me for it. You know? So full circle. And then I also entered the transportation arena with my son. Luxury transportation, black car service. I'm doing that right now. Having fun with it. You meet new people. You know, have you ever seen those shows where they got the cab driver driving and somebody's in the back and they're just like being a therapist? That is the transportation. Oh my gosh. I hear so much.
Well, like I could see that. Because you're driving along and, you know, they're kind of sharing their challenges or whatever with the driver.
And they don't know you. So they're comfortable sharing because they're like, this person can't judge me.
I won't see him
again. So I'm in that industry as well. So I'm doing consulting and I'm also in transportation and pretty comfortable doing so. There's still that that tap saying, girl, do something else or branch off. So I'm still trying to figure out what that looks like. I have some ideas. I'm not going to share right now.
But, that's okay. That's all right.
I have some ideas, but entrepreneurship is my baby. You know, and like I said, I've been in sales, so I believe in being successful. I'm super competitive. So I'm always pushing to get to the end of the road where I determine my goal is. So that's what it looks like to me.
But I love what you said as far as kind of you tried a few different things until you found out what worked for you. And you just started. You said, how long have you been in business with your son?
You really want to know? Only 2 years.
Okay. But. Good to know, though. But what I'm saying there is you could have said, oh, you know, I've got my other business. You know, I'm comfortable. I'm at an age now where, hey, you know, I think I'm good. But you went out 2 years ago and started something new.
And still looking for something.
And still, like you said, and still looking for something else. So what gives, what drives you? I know you said you were competitive. You've been in sales. I definitely understand that skill set there. But is there anything else that drives you to just keep going, regardless of your age?
I am a mother. I have a legacy. I'm a new grandmother. And I need to lead. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about grandmother. Oh, my gosh.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, so what's your grandmother name? Because, you know, grandmother names now are totally different than when my grandmother, what I call my grandmother.
Did you call her granny? Or
well, no, her name, she passed away a few, well, not a few years. It's been a while. But her name was Stella. So we called her Mama Stella.
Okay.
Mama Stella. But there are great grandmother names now. So what's your grandmother name?
I am Jima.
Jima? Jima.
Jima.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I am Jima. And my grandson is 14 months.
No.
And I am like, Jima, Jima, Jima Knox. Jima Knox. I want to make sure he knows, my name.
Yes. I love it.
I'm trying to beat my daughter to the punch with him saying that mama and the dada. want him to say G-Ma.
You want him to say G-Ma first.
Yes, yeah.
So that drives you, your family.
My family. Okay. Because, like I said, I have a legacy. My daughter's father, both of my children, their fathers are not here. They're both deceased. Mm. So it's all me. And I believe that I need to leave something for my legacy. So the grind is in me. So I'm going to tell you something that's funny. People call me Jamaican, right? I'm not Jamaican. But I'm going to tell you this. People say I'm Jamaican because I got so much going on. And I got so much energy, right? And it's not going to stop. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready. Just kind of.
Yeah.
I'm like.
And it shouldn't stop.
The run isn't over.
Yeah. Yeah.
The run isn't over.
You know, it's some people may say, okay, she just needs to go and sit down somewhere now. She's of age where she might need to go and sit down. But I love it. I love that you still do new things around life.
They call me the Jill of trades. Meaning that I am one that can do many.
Okay.
And they also call me the dot connector.
The dot connector.
The dot connector because I connect dots. In my consulting, you know, people come to me and say, I need, and if I can't do it, I'm going to find that solution for you. So
I love that.
And I got to keep striving. I'm not ready to just retire. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to go just sit down and.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think I got about 35 more in me.
I say keep it going, girl. I say keep it going. I love it. And I think, again, it for your daughter and the legacy that you're trying to leave, I mean, it shows her that age doesn't stop anything.
Absolutely, it does not.
You know, as you know, the cliche, it's just a number that it is. You know, you have to take the mindset or have the mindset and take the approach that, you know, it is just a number. It doesn't mean I have to kind of step back.
Absolutely. And do something. It's the mental.
So.
Mindset.
Yeah.
I can do all things.
That's right.
In Christ who strengthens me.
That's right. Now tell me, Dory, has anyone ever given you advice or the worst advice maybe that someone has given you around aging?
Well, you said it because you said there are people that will say she just needs to sit down and you just do too much and you got too much energy. That is my best friend. My best friend says to me, okay, girl, you just like, I love you to death, but you just got to tone it down. You know, it just kind of gets on my nerves. She says, you irk me. I can hear her saying this. I'm talking about you, Goggy. You irk me because you just do too much and you're just too much. And I'm looking at her like, okay, you're different. That's why we best friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have that person in my life. And I'm just going to continue being me.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something else?
Yes.
Just last week, we were having a conversation. And this year, well, 2024, I said to my family, I am listening to the things that my family says bothers them, right?
Okay.
They're not going to change me. But in the mature Dory is the one that says, okay, if this bothers this person, how can I adjust? Not completely, but just to the point where they're not changing who I am. So my best friend, I told her that last week and she said, I don't want you to do that.
Right.
I don't want you to change. And I'm like, but you just told me that.
What, now which one do you want to do?
Get it together, girl. What, you know, which one do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want the Dory that's a little toned down a little bit? Or do you want the Dory that you said gets on your nerves sometimes because I got too much energy? So.
Well, you're going to stay the Dory that you want to be.
That's what she really wants me to be.
Exactly.
That's what attracts her to me. That's
what she loves you for.
Even though she tells me it irks her.
That's what she loves you for. The energy that you bring to the room when you walk in.
Absolutely.
So what regimens do you have, Dory, that you can maybe share with the listeners and the viewers as well on whether it's your skincare routine or is it working out, or what are some of those things, again, that keep you young at heart?
Meditation. It's very important to meditate at this age. That's number one, I would say. Number two is to eat healthy. I'm not a big workout person, but I have a lot of energy and I move around a lot. So I guess you can call that my workout.
Right.
So the eating healthy, the mental cleansing, you know, reading positive affirmations, reading positive journals, learning about the new things that naturally can help me with my aging.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big glamour girl, but I just think it's the inner self-care, the inner love that I could offer myself and push myself on a daily basis. So I don't think my routine is that regimented. Mm-hmm. The vitamin D is important. Right. Go back there. I love to travel. I love
the
sun.
You get your sun.
Yes, I need that sun is important for this space now. But it's more of the mental, the meditation, and the self-love that I give myself as I'm on this.
So how long have you been meditating? Is that something you've always done, or is it something new for you, or?
It's about 10 years in.
Okay.
10
so
years in.
So you've been doing it.
I've been doing it for a while. I've been pretty consistent about it as well.
Yeah, I tried this class. This was actually offered at my corporation, where you could actually take these classes to kind of learn how to meditate. And I tried. I took the class. I can't focus. I'm trying to focus, but I'm thinking about everything else. So what do you think from a meditation standpoint, like what helps to ground you to get in that space? I know you've been practicing it a lot, and that's what you have to do the more you practice something. But what kind of helps ground you when you start to kind of meditate?
Routine, number one. Mm-hmm. And I don't do it in a class setting. Mm-hmm. I have used apps and I've used things on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I go into my closet in my room and I sit down and I just kind of get into my own quiet, intimate space.
Yeah.
That helps me be calm.
Yeah.
In that zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in sales, right? So a salesperson, your mind is like, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, gotta hit this deadline. Mm-hmm. But when I wake up in the morning, it's important that I give Dory the time that she needs to get the day going so I can be productive, right?
Yeah.
In my day. And the meditation is also important. And it's also spiritual reading that I also do. I'm really into these women's self-help books to help me with my mental positivity.
Yeah.
And those are my times where I kind of do that for myself, and then I could break away and get chaotic, mm-hmm. as I could say, during the day, because it can get chaotic.
So that meditation kind of helps balance the energy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The great energy that you have.
I can't do it in the day, middle of the day. And I cannot do it at night.
Right.
No,
right.
It won't work. The morning.
Now, tell me about your community work, because I know that was one thing that we kind of talked about a little early on. So tell me about kind of giving back and the importance of that for you in your life.
Whew. That's a lot. Let me go there. Okay. So I started in the nonprofit world because of my daughter.
Okay.
She's type 1 diabetic. Mm-hmm. And I became a caretaker.
Okay.
And just the struggle of being a single mom with a 7-year-old who was diagnosed with diabetes in the second grade. Mm-hmm. She would kill me if I said the wrong grade. Mm-hmm. We decided that, oh my gosh, there's so many gaps that we are experiencing in healthcare that we need to try to fix it. Remember, I said I'm a fixer.
Right.
I like to help people.
Yeah.
So did that. Also entered the arena of domestic violence because I'm a survivor of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So wanted to give back to women who were in the same situation that I was because I understood the situation.
Yeah.
Then my daughter became a caretaker for me with our nonprofit because I was diagnosed with a heart condition. So the roles reversed and we switched and we went back into that arena as well.
Mm-hmm.
So being in the health medical arena of nonprofit has been something that I've always been very passionate about and wanting to give to. Then from a business standpoint, there's so many young people who are not taught
right.
credit, the benefit of good credit, the benefit of buying your first home when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
They were not taught how to start a business and the things you need to really get going in business. That's also a passion of mine.
Uh-huh.
So I give time to that. I actually just started a group in my church that I am starting this Sunday where I'm going to be helping 25 entrepreneurs start their own LLCs.
Nice.
And take that journey. So my passion for NGO is the medical side and also the business side.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing I could add to that is I sat on a board for the Epilepsy Foundation, for the Hunley Foundation. There is a ex-football player, Brent Hunley, who actually recruited me to help them as well.
Okay.
So that's in the medical arena too. And I'm just a person with a big heart.
Yeah.
And because of my age, okay, I feel that I'm very seasoned. Mm-hmm. I have a lot to offer and that people can benefit from my story and also my assistance.
Yes.
Because life journeys make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes when you've been through it, people can relate to it.
Right. Right. Because you've gone down that path, if you will,
absolutely,
and can share your learnings. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the heart condition and again, not letting that news stop you again from the energy and being who you are. So
my legacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of my legacy, that I got to leave them something.
That's right. So nothing can stop you.
No.
It should not.
No, that's my superpower is to keep going.
Yeah.
That's my superpower, to keep going, to keep my eye on the prize and stay focused because I have a legacy that needs what I can leave for them.
Nice. Nice. Love it. Love it. Thank you again, Dory, for being here. I mean, your story is great. I mean, I've even learned much more than when we talked earlier and from the information that I received on your bio and everything. So again, it looks like you're the Energizer Bunny, you know, that you see on TV. And I just love, again, that like you've not let anything, the experiences that you've had stop you, but to help others.
Absolutely.
So love it. Well, we're coming to a close of the show, but we've got to play our little game before we do this.
I'm competitive now.
I know.
Okay.
See, y'all, she already wanted to just like win the game. But anyway, it's called Crush the Negativity.
Okay.
So I'm going to say a word, phrase, question that maybe society has kind of deemed a little negative as women mature in age.
Okay.
And then I want you to flip the script and kind of give us your positive sentiment on that question or phrase. So, and again, just a quick example, if it's menopause, I would say a natural part of life.
I would say hot flash.
So,
because I'm having it right now.
Hot flashes is part of it. You are right. You are right. But, you know, it's going to happen.
Right.
No one can stop menopause. Please note, no one can stop menopause. But we can educate ourselves. We can inform ourselves on kind of the things that we're going to go through. And we embrace it.
Right.
And we keep it moving.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I've had the hot flashes as well. So but that's all right. We're all good. We're all good. Okay. So we're going to start. I'm going to start with the word fine lines and wrinkles.
Well, to be honest, I haven't really experienced that. But when I say that, I say Botox.
Okay. Okay. I hear you on that. That's hilarious. She says Botox. Okay. Cool. All right. Aren't you too old to wear that now?
Absolutely not. Look at me. Are you kidding me? I can wear what I want to wear.
Love it. Yes. Yes. Who are you to tell me that I'm too old to wear certain things? So,
absolutely.
Love it. Last one. You know, you look good for your age.
Well, how old do you think I am? Well, how old do you think I am? Don't let the gray hair fool you, girl.
That's right. That's right. I love it. Yes. That's the thing. I've told the other guests that, you know, if I'm ever asked what you or people say that really know my age, like you look, there's one thing when it's like, you look awesome for your age versus, oh, you look good for your age. Like, well, what should I look like?
Right.
So cool. Well, thank you for participating in Crush the Negativity. I
thank
love
you.
The one on I say Botox. But no, thank you, Dory, really, for joining us. And I really appreciate it. If you ever need me to return the favor, let me know. But thank you so much. You've been a true inspiration, I know, to all of our Zeal family out there. So thanks.
Thank you too, Stella. I appreciate you having me, and I'm honored to be on your podcast, and I'm looking forward to things down the line.
Exactly. We'll continue, of course, to stay in touch.
I just might take you up on that offer.
Okay. I'm here. I'm here. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Well, thank you, Zeal family, for joining us today. So make sure you join us each week as we demystify the myths of aging and validate that maturity brings strength, wisdom, and superpowers. Zeal, Aging Redefined, your go-to for aging fabulous. Bye.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.